Hello, gifted viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today's program features movies from the 19th Annual Movie Guide Faith and Values Awards Gala, which honors outstanding contributions in family entertainment films and television programs. Held in Los Angeles, USA, the event was hosted by popular television and film actor Kevin Sorbo, who is known for his role as Hercules in the series Hercules: The Legendary Journey. During the gala, he was also recognized with the Grace Award for Most Inspiring Performance in Movies for his role in What If?
What's going on?
No. Kidding me, it's a brand new car.
Who are you?
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Dallas Jenkins is a good friend of mine. He's the one who directed it and helped to write it as well, and he came to me with it and didn't really have somebody for that part yet, for Pastor Ben, and I read it and I said, yeah, you got somebody now, me, and it was a great experience for me.
I make a point of never going back.
What If conveys a moving tale about a man who diverts from his path of faith for a monetary opportunity. Later, he is visited by an angel who shows him how his life would turn out if he follows his true calling.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts, Wendy's and his. Now he's given you another chance.
Thank you for letting me make things right, even though I don't deserve it all. I want to be yours from now on.
What If has been announced as one of the top 10 best family films of 2010, which I'm really excited about. It shows a bond of love and family and togetherness and forgiveness. It tells it in a funny way about family, and then it's very heartfelt, and I find that all very entertaining, and it's good for kids and parents and grandparents.
I spent years thinking that I was happy, but I didn't know what happy meant.
Many awards were presented that night, including the Kairos Prize, honoring spiritually uplifting screenplays yet to be produced on screen, and the Faith and Freedom Award for promoting positive American values, which went to Mao's Last Dancer. Directed by Bruce Beresford, the drama is based on the autobiography of Li Chuanxin about his journey from an underprivileged Chinese village to being the lead dancer for the Houston Ballet in the U.S. The Epiphany Prize for Most Inspiring Movie of 2010 went to the fantasy film directed by Michael Apted entitled The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, based on the third novel in the epic series, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. The Most Inspiring TV Program of 2010 went to Amish Grace, which explores the poignant story of forgiveness displayed by the Amish community after a schoolhouse shooting in October 2006. Other notable award recipients include Toy Story 3 for Best Movie for Families, the evening's Lifetime Achievement Prize, the special Crystal Teddy Award, went to two-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha.
First of all, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award tonight. How does it feel?
It feels incredible to be appreciated, and all songwriters like to be appreciated, so I think it's wonderful.
Why do you think it's important to have positive films in the world?
Spiritually, it's totally rewarding.
In addition to the awards, Dr. Baer, creator of the Movie Guide Awards, presented his highly anticipated annual statistical analysis based on the Movie Guide's reviews. His analysis sheds light on a finding that consistently shows studio executives and filmmakers that focus on family-friendly, spiritually uplifting content can significantly increase the profitability of their movies. The stars of the evening shared their views on the importance of constructive entertainment based on sound, moral, and spiritual values.
I think it gives us hope. It's just something inside that's the truth, and it just inspires and uplifts you.
It's also good to have stuff that feeds the soul and reminds you truly of what's important in life. Relationships with your fellow man, that's important in life. Showing compassion, that's important in life. Truly forgiving. So those kind of things are really important. To look at people the way you'd want to be looked at.
So to have a situation like this where they honor the fact that people try to dignify people of faith is a great representation of what movies can look like too.
I think that
the award show represents and supports films that are positive and family friendly, but then also ones that kind of touch and move the soul, which is something as a producer and actress that I definitely align myself with. And I think that film and media, whether we realize it or not, has such a huge influence on our thoughts, on just our outlooks and everything.
To Save a Life, directed by Brian Baugh, was nominated for the Epiphany Prize for Most Inspiring Movie of 2010. The film's stars, Randy Wayne and Joshua Weigel, were nominated for the Grace Award for Most Inspiring Performance in Movies in 2010. In the movie, the protagonist, Jake Taylor, is a basketball star and most popular boy in school. When his childhood best friend tragically loses his life, it prompts Jake to reflect on real priorities in life. With the help of the local pastor, Chris Vaughn, Jake discovers his faith in God and finds a new purpose in helping others.
I never even said hi.
So we're both living with regrets, huh?
It wasn't your fault, okay? You didn't pull the trigger.
Why does everyone keep saying that? I know that I didn't do anything.
Yeah, none of us did.
Well, that's the point.
I'm Josh Weigel. I play Chris Vaughn in To Save a Life.
Randy Wayne. I play Jake Taylor. I think it's important because a lot of things that our youth sees today are not positive. And this is like a little bit different. It's a good movie.
There's plenty of the other stuff, you know. Yeah. I think that you need really quality material, product out there, and programming that people can enjoy. And I think the film that we were all really blessed to be in is a great example of that.
I'm a father of twin boys. Not that recently, they're 5 years old, and I sit with them and watch a movie every night. And just recently, the family ideals in these films are really hitting me, because the very lessons that we're trying to teach our kids are actually very prevalent in these films. I just think that's brilliant, how they've intertwined the entertainment value with the learning value.
Why didn't I?
I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
There's this kid at the party tonight. They wouldn't let him in because he wasn't cool enough. I mean, how messed up is that? He wasn't cool enough? Just wanted to say hi.
Our gratitude to all artists in the film industry who apply their God-given talents to entertain and uplift through the magic of movies. Thank you for your company for today's episode of A Cinema Scene. Coming up is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace all Earth's inhabitants with peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.